Dude, Mark Wahlberg Mark Wahlberg had an Instagram post the other day that was like, 4 a.m. crew, waking up, working out, never too early. And then it's after, just tag U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, U.S. Navy, just all the branches of the military tagged in. He's not on a naval base or any kind of military base. Dude. He's just in the basketball court in his home.
He was interviewed recently, and he says, there's only one thing I ever regret in my career, and that's Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Because it's against Christ. Yeah. It's against the church.
Yeah,
I would never do it again.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Right. The best
movie of all time.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
And it's his best role of all time.
And he goes,
time.
You know what I didn't like? It's the fact that they went against Jesus. They're just having people fuck.
One of my biggest regrets was that Four Brothers wasn't Five Brothers.
Yeah.
Or maybe six. I mean, shit, I don't know. Are the numbers higher than that?
He goes, I could have saved a lot of actors out of fake foster care. Yeah.
You know, the other day I was sitting around and Donnie came over, and he's a lot smarter than I am.
he says to me,
how about nine brothers? And it just blew my fucking mind.
I had to take him in another room. I said, Donnie, did you tell anyone else about this?
Yeah.
He goes, this is really dangerous.
This is fucking crazy. He says, what if there's 11 brothers and one of them's fucking Chinese? Do I turn on that one?
Melting,
is that what happens in the movie?
Melting,
I turn on him?
He's melting Mark Wahlberg's brain. He goes, Donnie, you got to be real honest with me. You're not talking about this out in public, are you?
Don't talk about it on the phone.
He goes, because if people hear about... I need you to call from a secure line. If people hear about 14 brothers...
Holy shit! 15 brothers.
It's just him fucking losing it.
Just learning math.
He goes, oh no! And you
learning
know, Donnie.
How to count.
You know, he's the smart one. Dude, I love that U.S. military. I mean, Mark Wahlberg is the example of a hot girl's brain in a man's body. Because, you know, men get better looking the older they get.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So it's like one of those things where he's improving.
He gets dumber. Sometimes.
Yeah. Because he's got a hot woman's brain. And a hot woman's brain around 40 is like, I got to find out some new moves. Mm. It's like Jordan with his fadeaway.
Yes.
He's like, I can't just be dunking on motherfuckers.
Well, all of that started was when he fucked up and said that he was doing some like press conf. Yeah, the 9/11 thing that... you know, you asked me, I would have single-handedly stopped 9/11.
I think the exact wording
everyone
goes,
on the plane was a pussy.
That's what he said. He goes, all these people that died, that fucking got flown into towers, pussies. He goes,
boy, he's a fucking pussy kid.
He goes, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm on that plane. Yeah. I think the situation ends a lot different.
Yeah, right.
I go,
yeah,
it does. You get a box cutter across the throat.
Yeah.
Right.
When you stand up and you go, hey, we're going to do a different take.
How funny would it have been if Mark Wahlberg died in 9/11?
Oh, man.
It would have been so
funny.
It's kind
of fucked up that not a single celebrity did.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on the plane.
I know,
And then he did. But if Mark Wahlberg, I'm telling you right now, I have a theory about two people that are clowns that we mock all the time. Mm-hmm. But if a death in the right place makes them iconic beyond belief.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's what a death in 9/11 does for Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
and if Sylvester Stallone dies
after Copland,
after First Blood, so he does Rocky, First Blood, and he dies around 1983.
Oh no, we're getting no Rocky.
No Rocky 2.
Wow, interesting.
Just Rocky 1 and First Blood.
So does Ray, because he won an Oscar for that.
He won an Oscar, and then First Blood was like a look at the Vietnam veterans from their side. It was like really heralded as like, oh, it wasn't his script.
Huh,
it was
interesting.
But it's like people would look at him like he would be artistic.
Yes.
Like Sylvester, you would say Sylvester Stallone, and this would be like, well, what are you, a Sylvester Stallone? But now you're a roided up 70-year-old man.
Right, who's just fucking. MAGA guy.
Who's just accosting women at these fucking fitness
raping
because they didn't die. How great would it be if Sylvester Stallone, like 2004, is like, yeah, we got this movie coming out. It's called Five Brothers.
Yeah.
And that's the feud between the two of them.
And he goes,
Mark Wahlberg's like, yeah, we got six brothers coming out. Goes, and then just every
2009,
year.
2009, nine brothers. It matches up with the year. So you know it's a good movie.
Right. 11 Brothers comes out, and Stallone's like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Hey,
and then,
hey, Mark.
And then, like, Charles S. Dutton's like, man, how about 12 brothers?
Yeah, he goes, man, that's a good idea.
Holy shit, Chucky, you did it!
Yeah, oh man, you just solved the equation. Yeah.
You know you can count on me, baby.
Hashtag U.S. military. Hashtag U.S. Army. Dude, I love that he works out and gives a shout out to the people that are gonna die for him to do dumb little movies.
That's right.
He goes, hey, all you overseas that are probably getting bombarded by Hodges with AK-47, I want to let you know, my smoothie was a little chunky today. So I get it.
Okay, he dies in 9-11. All of Boston signs up for the military.
All of it.
Dies in Afghanistan.
Massachusetts is a wasteland.
It's gone.
It's
wiped
fucking,
off the face of the earth.
There's no babies. They have to send people from other states
to make babies. Me and Tim Dillon are the only Irish people left.
Yeah, the only two Irish people left.
Yeah, because you guys won't put your lives on the line for Mark.
Yeah. You go, hey, listen, you got a little Irish blood in you. It's Mark Wahlberg Day. Why don't you go down and sign up for the U.S. Army?
Remember, if it's St. Patty's Day, it's not a hate crime.
Yeah. That's just called evening the score. Yeah.
That's what the church said. Yeah. That's me. I'm the church.
Yeah, I'm the church of Wahlberg. What you said, though, about that interview with 9-11, how he says he regrets doing Boogie Nights, which is crazy because then he just randomly brings up the fact that he blinded a guy in a hate crime.
Doesn't say he regrets it, though.
Yeah, he
just,
goes,
like, brings it up.
He goes, sometimes you crack some eggs.
I've never looked for it, so it could be that just this entire fabrication in my mind. No, but I could have sworn I've seen an Inside the Actor's Studio with him where he talks about it, and there's, like, not a drop of remorse.
Dude.
Which is, like, it has nothing to do with acting. Or maybe it was like somebody else talking
when
about.
When did you feel the sight leave his eyes?
Yeah,
he goes, probably like by the fourth or fifth whack with the golf club. He goes, dude, that sounds like an old melon.
Yeah,
sounds like I'm just beating up old fruit at this point.
As you know, I spent college in India recreating the Quit India movement and beating up Hodges.
I would piss on the Untouchables.
Yeah. I would go around in a big turban and wave my sword at the local women. So I'm no stranger to hate crimes. Hey,
but when did you do yours? Now I want to find out if there's a Mark Wahlberg Inside the Actor's Studio. Yeah. And I want to watch it till I know every quote.
I don't know, man. I could have sworn I saw it, but this would be like 20 years ago that I saw it.
It's just a
James
good vibration.
Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Say it. Just a good vibration. Bum, 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 ba. Bum, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there is.
Season 11,
Season 11.
Six.
Is it on Hulu? I'm fucking watching that tonight.
I gotta watch it.
All I want to do is watch Mark Wahlberg go, you know the hottest role about Transformers?
He's
not being able to ride in a car for 3 months.
Season 6. Now, I feel like he brings up the hate crime. Now, again, this was 2004.
Okay.
I think I saw it when it was on.
Yeah.
So I may have, like,
so this is before the Transformer franchise. A lot of stuff.
I have to watch it because I don't know, and I'm, like, not entirely trusting my memory. It may have been that I watched it and said to somebody while watching, like, how funny would it have been if he's like, well, what really inspired me is tearing that Vietnamese guy's eye out with a meat hook.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, I was like, oh, that's what he said.
Yeah,
and
I get that. You know? I get that all the time.
But I do think it's brought up in
I really tell me.
So funny.
What did it feel to take a man's sight?
Yeah.
It felt pretty good.
I was just kind of bored.
I felt like God. I was like, I'm God.
This is for Vietnam.
Yeah.
This is for my uncle.
There's people in my neighborhood that died in Vietnam. Yeah. Dude, that sounded like a noise my dad used to make through his mustache.
This is the question that he was asked by James Lipton. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, yeah.
And then Mark goes, in what language?
Hell yeah, dude. My man's multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
In what language? And then he looked at a girl in the audience and winked.
He's like, just kidding, it's the N-word.
Yeah, right. I love it. I love it. I say it all the time. I wake up, it's my mantra.
But look at his face there.
He goes,
in what language?
Oh, yeah. So smug.
Yeah.
You're going to make me follow him on Instagram now.
You should, dude. He's like, I don't like going on Instagram anymore. I only do it to watch Savage Psycho Joe videos and Mark Wahlberg, who, in a way, I consider my parents.
Yeah. 'Cause if I could...